The emergence of the transgender rights movement came quickly over the past 8 years when it finally came. Some signs of the form of the successful TV show Transparent. Caitlyn Jenner's very public transition was a radical step into the light, as was the case of WikiLeaks defendant Bradley Manning, who became Chelsea Manning. But in Colorado in 2013, these issues were raised in an elementary school.
It is a violation of the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act to deny a transgender person access to the restroom that matches who they are.
6-year-old Coy Mathis became the emblem in the fight for transgender rights. Standing on the steps of the Colorado State Capitol, the Mathis family put themselves front and center in the fight to allow Coy, who identifies as a girl, to use the girls' bathroom in school. Their case became one of the first in the U.S. to specifically address transgender bathroom rights. The film Growing Up Coy tracks the difficult-to-imagine risks taken by Coy and her family.
I'm not going to Girl Scouts Tuesday.
When Coy was little, everything was girly. She liked to wear dresses. She liked to dress up.
When she started asking us, you know, when are we going to get the doctors to cut her penis off? That was when it became a problem. And, you know, we reassured her that we would do everything we could so that she would be happy as an adult.
Eric Jehola and Jeremy Stolberg began filming the family 6 weeks before they went public with their fight.
When we met her, Coy was 6 years old. And it was over time that Coy's parents started to realize that this wasn't just a phase. This wasn't something that Coy was going to grow out of. They started allowing her to present herself as female, which is how she was identifying. And when she was able to present herself as a little girl, she was much more happy, much more able to participate at school. Whereas when she was forced to go to school as a boy, it was temper tantrums. She didn't want to get out of bed, go to school, things like that.
The other interesting facet of it is the fact that Coy is actually a triplet, and she has a triplet brother who presents as the gender that he was born as. And so it was an interesting sort of litmus test for them.
How did former Marine Jeremy deal with his own assumptions about what it meant to be a parent, what it meant to be a parent of a son, what it meant to be a parent of a daughter?
By the time that we got there, he was very much on board with Coy presenting as a girl, and he had made peace with it. But he talked about, very poignantly, about the struggle that he went through to get to the point where he was able to do that. But he talked about, and this is what makes him an extraordinary parent and somebody who's, I think, emblematic of a new generation coming up, is that he saw that this was something that was very important for his daughter and that it was important for her well-being, and he embraced that.
But both of these parents collide with the idea that I think is common to all parents. If you do blank, the other kids in school are going to blank. And this was the mother lode of that. They were going to create huge ripples in their own community. How do you tell that story?
Both parents were very worried about how Coy would do at school. But they had a conversation with her teacher. This was in kindergarten, the year before we started filming. They had a conversation with the principal, and everyone at that time agreed that it would be okay for Coy to come to school presenting herself as female. So they made the transition over the winter break. And, you know, the thing is, when kids are 5, 6 years old, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Kids just want to be kids. The teacher said, Coy's a girl, and everything was fine. And it wasn't until a year later that the principal called Coy's parents into the office and said, actually, we've had a change of policy. We would like Coy to use either the male bathroom or the nurse's bathroom. Jeremy and Catherine said that that would really be like putting a scarlet letter on her that tells everyone that she's transgender and really setting her up for harassment and bullying. And it really is, you know, a separate but equal policy. So they decided that they were not okay with that, that they wanted Coy to be able to use the little girl's room just like any other little girl. And that's what set this fight into motion.
When you have a civil rights issue, somebody has to be on the front line. And this family was on the front line. And that was what our film became about.
In a sense, it's easy to be on the side of a heroic little child who's taking risks that she doesn't even really understand and will only understand by looking at your film. But nevertheless, how were you challenged here in terms of your point of view as journalists, as filmmakers?
We really had to think hard about how are we going to tell this story about a six-year-old. So we decided early on we would not ask Coy direct questions about her gender identity or anything that might put her on the spot.
You guys show such restraint. No direct questions. What is it in your heart that you would love to say to this little child?
Well, I'm actually fascinated to see how Coy will see the film as she grows older. And in a couple of years, after she goes on hormone blockers and goes into adolescence and, becomes an adult, I'm curious to know, what this period in her life will mean to her. Her parents, I think that their mentality from the beginning was that they were trying to make her life better in the future. She, in many ways, was, on the forefront, and she was this sacrificial lamb, and, for the transgender rights movement and for all transgender people to be able to use bathrooms associated with how they identify. So, I'm curious to see how she feels about all this 10 years from now. That's my curiosity.
But just to add to that, this case, when it was decided, they won the case in Colorado. But it did have and continues to have ripple effects around the country. Shortly after that case, California enacted a law that protected its transgender students on one side. And then you have states like North Carolina, Texas, and others who are going the other direction. And of course, we have the Supreme Court case lined up right now, coming up in March or April, about a student in Virginia who is transgender, about bathrooms. And so, this case set a precedent that's affected so many people around the country, making lives better for transgender people.
What would you say if you could say something right now?
Being able to use the bathroom at 6 years old, it's one victory, but there are many more challenges in store for Coy and all transgender kids as they get older. Transgender students are more apt to be bullied, harassed. There's a higher suicide rate for transgender teenagers than the rest of the general population. So I would just tell Coy to stay strong. And if she can be as strong moving forward as she was at 6 years old, she's going to be in a good place. And she's got parents who love her very much, and that counts for a lot.
Eric and Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eric Jehola and Jeremy Stolberg on their film, Growing Up Coy.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.